is the kingdom, and the power, and the Oh, Father, I wasn't expecting anyone to be here so long past this evening's sermon. No, yes, I'm quite all right, Father, just enjoying the quiet. It's good to pray in this environment. The chapel is peaceful. In any case, why are you here? Well, it's just the clergymen have all left, and it's getting quite late. I know, I'm here as well. Forgive the hypocrisy, but I don't often see you around so late. Your wife should be home by now. Right? Sorry, Father, I didn't mean to intrude on your personal life. Well, good. I best be out of your hair. Good night, Father. Hmm? Father? No, yes, I'm alright. There's no need to worry. I've been feeling out of sorts recently, but as long as I keep up my prayer, I'm sure I'll be alright. No, it's nothing, really. It's just thoughts. They're of not the most savoury nature, or even good nature for that matter. To be honest, they are very hard to suppress. And so visceral that I... No. Father, it's all right. I wouldn't want to burden you with this. A confession? But I don't want you to view me in a different light. I am a devout woman, yet my mind, it wanders. If you're sure, can we do it here? Perfect. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I wish to profess my impure thoughts, and in this house of God, I ask forgiveness and absolution. My thoughts were of an intimate nature. I am a nun, a servant of our humble God. I pray on time, I wear my habit with pleasure, yet despite the vow of chastity I have taken, my heart and my mind, they wander to the other earthly pleasures. In my times alone at night, I find my eyes wandering below my clothes, and my hands, they follow suit. Continue. Father, I must protect... Right. Forgive me, Father. I have been tempted by these visions. They fall upon me in my times alone. They taunt me with waves of desire. I find myself in bed, and like a woman possessed, my core begins to ache. A hot pulsing between my legs, stiff peaks under my nightdress, my need. And so, Father, I bestow on you the truth. I fear I have broken my vows. My hands, like deceptive serpents, they slither between my legs and begin to move, teasing and toying with my most deep areas. With such aggression, it sends my eyes rolling and my head bowing back. Father, it's terrible. The glorious pleasure I feel is so filthy and dishonest, but it's so strong it seeps into my waking days. It's like the beast himself is hammering in my soul, begging and screaming for more. Father, please free me from these torturous convictions. Use my words. Father, may I alleviate this aching? This is so improper and so sinful that I don't care. I'm already confessing to you. And what better way to prove the stain on my soul than to lay it bare for you? Your wife. Oh my goodness, your wife. But it's okay. It's okay, Father, because if you don't touch me, no sin has been committed between us. May I? Oh, Father, it feels so good. I need to lift my skirt, show you the extent of my sin. Please, watch me. Truly, watch. I have craved a moment of this shame since these thoughts began. Oh, yes, yes, they are driven by you in your holy robes, thoughts of you in your Sunday best, all naked beneath my touch. Your manhood striking a resounding chord in my desperate hollow. Oh, fuck it! I don't care for my ill manners. Please, Father, I need to feel your touch. You want this too? Oh, Father, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you so much. Shall I remove my habit completely? I wish to expose my God-given form to you, so you may explore it with me. As long as there's no union, we are spared in the eyes of the Lord. We wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't his plan. Right, Father? This is what he wants, for you to play with this body. Good. Do you like my body, Father? I am a vessel for your pleasure. I know I look frumpy in my habit, but the devilish desire I feel tells me my curves have drawn your eye before. Look upon me, Father, relish in my sinful pleasure. These aching, pale breasts heaving, my soft belly, these doughy hips, so eager, so desperate for you. A woman of faith, spreading her needy cunt, my fingers dancing through the wetness seeping from me. Oh, I wish to taste myself. Oh, my fingers. Oh, that's it, kneel before me, please. Please, Father, I beg you, free me from this prison of lust. Take me with your fingers or your mouth. Deflower me. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Fucking yes. That finger curling into me. You drive my fancies beyond any measure. Faster, please. Another Holy Father, please take my maiden hand. Breach me further with your fingers. That's it. Oh, God. Oh. That's it. I am a vessel of carnal pleasure. Oh, when you take me like this. But, Father, I need more. Yes. Yes. Pleasure yourself in your other hand. Oh, you're glistening and so, so. Oh, hard and ready. Please, unzip your trousers. You are so much bigger than I dreamed in my impish acts alone. No matter if fingers can replace the kiss of your engorged member against my cervix, I dream of it. Even now, as you thrust your hand into me, these hands that bear the holy book. Pray to the skies above. Oh, but heaven forgive me. I can't wait anymore. May my slickness as plenty as take you, as I am sure of it. Let us mate as it is God's will. That's right, Father. The forbidden fruit of my womanhood tempts you, does it not? We've been devout for so long. For weeks, I have found myself desperate under your gaze. And now, to have you here, trousers unzipped, kneeling between my legs. I'm insatiable. A woman starved. I need a man. I I need you, Father, to show me the scope of pleasure I myself cannot reach. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, taking my virginity, sullying my years of servitude to the Lord above. But if this earns me an eternity of servitude, it'll be worth it. Oh, keep going. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, keep going, keep going. Nearing the edge, just let go. Fuck. I want to fall apart around you as you fill me with the seed of life. I'm planting my flower with the spark of creation, please. Make me yours. Claim every inch of my once pure chasm. Fill me until I'm leaking. Oh, the Father. Yes, yes, God, yes. Oh, oh, Father. I draw close. I want you to come with me, okay? Breed my desperate cunt. Mark this virgin's womb with our sin. Oh, that's it. Make me your prime mover to carry your sanctified offspring. Oh, Father, Father, please, I beg you. Just like that, just like that. Oh, God. Oh, oh, heaven above. Come with me. Come inside me. Come for me, Father. Oh my God. Here I come up. Fuck. Father, I am unbound beneath you, yet we are tethered eternally with your seed buried in me. Thank you, Father. It appears we have made a sanctimonious mess, but how about we repent for this plethora of sin tomorrow night, and this time we can try it in my holy chambers. Thank you, Father.